This one kind of funny, but also kind of fun, depending on what you come up with. So there's a thread that somebody started online, and they basically said, now, I asked some friends, what makes a person husband material? What makes a person wife material? And they gave very cliche answers. What are some, like, unexpected or underrated things that makes somebody marriage material? And some people took it very serious, and some people, you'd think they're funny, but they're probably actually serious. I'll just cherry pick a couple, and then let's make our own list as the Playhouse family. So, look at their toilet.
Oh.
Is it clean? Because what that toilet looks like is what your future toilet's going to look like. If they have a disgusting toilet, maybe not husband or wifey material. Look at their shower in that same vein. Somebody commented back and said, well, look at their shower. Same deal. If you can't imagine getting ready in that bathroom, going potty in that bathroom, using that shower, they might not be marriage material. A couple other things make the list. Do they see or have they ever seen a therapist or a counselor or a life coach? Somebody that is smart enough and comfortable enough to take care of their mental health, because that is important. It's very underrated and very important. That is somebody that you know might be marriage material. Do they know how to fight? Some people fight dirty. Some people are vicious. Some people are mean. Some people get physical. Can you argue with them? That makes them marriage material. Are you fight compatible? And finally, this one seems a little materialistic, but are they good gift givers? If they've given you a gift or two, were you impressed? Did you like it? Because you're going to get that kind of thought put into your gifts for a long, long time if you guys end up together. And the rest that we'll just table, because I don't want to repeat some of the stuff that the Playhouse family wants to say. But what would you add to a list? Like, somebody belongs with Joel D. if they do this.
If they are comfortable going up into the mountains. Like, I'm not going, like, super dirt baggy and sleeping in a tent. But you have to be able to sleep in the back of a van without, like, actual running water or potentially a toilet. I mean, we could dig a hole in the forest, but at the same time, like, that's wifey material right there. If you're comfortable, and I'm like, not that I do it anymore this long, but if you could go a week with just being up in the mountains and not doing anything, just hiking, waking up, sunrise, sunset, doing whatever we want in the forest and not have to worry about anything else, that's wifey material.
See, and here's why I like your answer, because I think a lot of the ones that we're going to get are going to be personalized. Because you're just, I could go outside right now, grab the first person I see, and I would say, would you marry somebody, blah, 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 something, mountains, van? And they'd say, what are you talking about? This is specific to you. So it's perfectly okay, if not better, if this is one that is completely specific to you. And maybe it relates to other people too, but I think that makes it a little bit more fun, because part of why this person was so frustrated is like, okay, I get the most cliche answers. Oh, if you just can't picture your life without them, oh, okay. Sure.
We get it. Your love languages are a real thing. We get it.
But give us a real answer, that unexpected, that underrated, that surprising thing that makes them marriage material. 237, it's text 35270.
Let's go! The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
628, Flush the Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. One unexpected or underrated thing makes them totally marriage material. You want to add one to the list?
Unexpected trait in a wife is the ability to play beer pong.
So that's the way to your heart, huh? Just a little bit of beer pong.
That's for me, yeah, beer pong.
Any idea why? Just because you really enjoy it or what?
Well, it reveals that she is a little bit of a guy. And in every woman I love, there's always a little bit of a guy. Like, not, like, hair on the chest or anything, but, you know, ability to hang out and be chill.
So somebody you can pal around with. Maybe is arguably a better way to say that. Just somebody you can hang out with, be a friend to you, that kind of a thing. That makes some sense to me.
I mean, that makes sense. If they're really good at Flippy Cup, too. Because sometimes, I mean, depending on what you do at, like, a New Year's Eve party or, I don't know, something. If you just get together with your friends, if you can do beer pong or Flippy Cup, that's somebody you need on your team, because otherwise you're gonna be getting wasted at all these parties.
It's arguably very, very true. I have Amy Kay, who's on vacation right now with the love of her life. She'll tell me all the time that the reason that she knew that they were meant to be together is because you can go slam down some beers with her, because that is, for her, a very important of her off time.
It is, yeah. That's her hobby, is the drinking beer and hanging. And just they don't even get, like, super wasted, but just chilling, hanging out, that bar
don't,
vibe.
You don't have to defend it. You don't have to make it sound any better.
That's what I've done with her, at least.
Your underrated, surprising thing that makes them marriage material. You knew that they were meant to be with you forever because they checked this random box. 237, it's text 35270. It's Y94. As the Red Hot Chili Peppers in a Flush the Format Friday. Do it every single Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. We've been talking about these things that are those unexpected, surprising, maybe even just unique to you, things that made them totally marriage material. Yeah, seeing some there, Joel D.
Somebody, and I kind of forgot this game is happening tonight, actually. Somebody mentioning wifey material is the love for hockey that I have, and the UND is going to be playing tonight, so they're talking about that. They must be sliding in to try to find a wifey, so if you want me to, I could try to hook you up, my guy, but yeah, you need the love for hockey. Somebody else saying husband material is somebody who appreciates my love for cooking and trying new recipes, and then somebody else saying photography.
All right, so into photography. What is that unexpected, unanticipated, surprising thing that means marriage material for you?
So I think it's hot when a girl is good with electronics. I know it's supposed to be the guy who's supposed to set everything up and take care of the cable and the internet and DVRs and Hulu's and streamings and all that stuff, but I think it's cool when a girl can hang and she can kind of like set that stuff up for herself. I don't want to always have to be like fixing stuff, you know? So that always sort of tips the scales. I'm like, all right, she can hang.
So if you walked into like a woman's apartment or home or something, she had a pile of like AV cords, all the little yellow and red cords all over the place, you'd be like, oh, yep, found the love of my life.
Here's the love of my life. And she hasn't plugged in the right spots. That's up next.